Well, Tim Jewell is back representing the Friends of the Manchester Public Library as the big spring book sale is now 29 minutes officially open to the public. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm good, Eric. How are you?
Not bad. We look forward to this every year. We are friends of the library. Our girls use the library quite a lot. And I will too, usually accompanying them, but I love the book sale because there's a little bit of everything. So give us a quick overview. What are we, you said a lot of good books this time.
A lot of good, but like an inordinately large number of books this go around.
More than normal?
More than normal, like a lot more. And the selection is actually really good. Like we're all kind of surprised at what you're going to see there. I mean, it's incredible. And a crazy amount of jigsaw puzzles. A crazy amount. Which, by the way, so jigsaw puzzles are $1.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. We sold a few last night at the Early Bird, but there's a lot of them there. Like, I can't believe how many jigsaw puzzles there are.
You know, the Early Bird is meant for folks who are friends of the library. And I'm always astounded when you say, you know, how much does it cost to be a friend of the library? And you say it's...
because I was there last night, we had like 4 or 5 people join right then and there, because mm-hmm, you could mm-hmm. join right there and take advantage of the Early Bird. And I was watching one woman, I know it was $15 for a single adult to join for the year. And that gets you the Early Bird special, both for the fall and spring book sale and different, you know, you get on the email so you know about friends events and stuff that are going on at the library.
Oh, we get the emails and get told all of that stuff. It's worth it because, again, you're showing your support for a much needed facility. You know, you look at the course of the year, not only the resources that are available, my kids are just, they eat up the kids' library, and they've got all kinds of great books in there. By the way, if you have a kid who's into anime and graphic novels, they've got tons.
They've got
there.
Graphic novels for adults. I mean,
I've given some
too.
Input to the powers that be.
Good for you
to go on there. But the money is raised in this event. We've talked about the display case. That is such a beautiful asset in the front of the building. It goes to help purchase books.
So part of our funds go to a preservation fund, mm-hmm. which is how we got the display case built. And so we had funds again. We're looking at another project to do. We decided to have the grandfather clock repaired.
So
it's actually now working and keeping time. We had to ship it out to Hiawatha. Well, the guts went to a clock
repair. Han clock repair.
Yep. And so now it chimes. It's working. It hasn't worked in more than 2 decades.
Now, do they still have to pull the weights and wind it up?
Yeah. And we had a little training session mm-hmm. for various library staff that would be taking care of it to make sure that it stayed. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like it's.
So what's on the wish list then? I mean, the repair is done. It works. You've got the display case. The downstairs has been renovated.
Downstairs is renovated.
Bathrooms have been redone or most of the way done?
They're going to be redone. We haven't, as the friends, we haven't met since the clock has been repaired. That just got completed. So now we'll start looking at what do we want to do next with preservation funds? So.
Is there much space in the up floor?
So, sadly, there's no elevator.
Oh, so you can't use that?
No.
Oh, no. That would be, you know, create
I've been up there. It's really cool.
I know. It's a private really, little space up there.
Really cool.
You're going to have to give me a private tour one of
Well,
these
somebody
times.
Will, because I don't know about doing those stairs anymore.
Oh, yeah, well.
Because there's a lot of stairs.
Hello, there you go. And there's no elevator on there. The sale runs today until 7
o'clock, regular library hours.
Tomorrow is 9 to
3 or 5.
5. And then
Nine to noon, it just depends. If we're busy, we will, you know, keep it because we want the books to go. Saturday, of course, is
You bag it,
it's $1. You put it in a box, it's $1. It doesn't.
But it pays to come in today or tomorrow because then on Saturday you can go back and the ones that you okay, we're going to wait on this.
Kind of hesitated,
but that's the joy of the Bagatelle.
It is, it is. And so we still have our Dollar Kids books. So the kids, if you fill a bag right now with kids books, it's a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of kids books.
And I've got two more boxes that I keep trying to get to you.
And then it's $2 hardcover and a dollar for paperbacks.
Which again, you know, it's a great value. I mean, the enjoyment that you get thumbing through, the tactile sensation, let's be honest. I know that the library even has the digital option, and it's great. But there's something about, you know, the smell and the
feel. For me, it's moving a bookmark through the... I like looking inside.
So you're not a dog-earer?
No. No.
For the folks at home, the shudder was real.
No.
So what are you reading right now?
What am I reading right now? I am reading a book from 1973 called Harvest Home, which is by one of my favorite authors, Tom Tryon, who wrote during the 70s, it's a horror, scary, but not in the sense, it's more gothic horror than anything else. And I forgot, I read it when I was probably 14 or 15, and I'm reading it now at age 65, and it is...
Just as good?
I was reading just before I came here.
We've got two different series that I'm reading aloud to the kids. Of course, Harry Potter has been passed on to Lucy. We're on book number 4, Goblet of Fire, but they just got into the Quidditch match, so that's how very into the book we're at.
Right.
Eleanor has fallen into this, there's this other kind of dragon slash... knights and story, she's learning
popular.
About Cimmerine and Cazul and all these strange...
And that's one of the things that I've noticed is that there's a real trend for... Reading has been on a downward trend, and with TikTok and the booktubers and book talk and all that stuff has reignited like a passion for people to read. And so you'll see that's the whole thing behind the blind dates with the book and their independent bookstores. I was just at the one in Independence, which is really nice, but it is that sort of genre that goes with those book talk.
Meanwhile, you and I had LeVar Burton.
Right.
Butterfly in the sky. There you go. It's stuck in your head all day today.
Right.
Well, again, the book sale today until 7, tomorrow 9 till 5, Saturday from 9 till noon-ish. And know that the money's going right back into the conference to help improve facilities, conditions, programming, and
buying books
for the Manchester. So. Yeah, exactly. Tim, it's always a pleasure.
All right. Thanks, Eric.
All right. We're glad to shine the spotlight on it. A part of our guest today here on KMCH.